Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today we're going to be talking about, you know, we talk about the best of times and the worst of times. They're going to happen simultaneously. And I want to encourage you, when you're seeing something that's going to be happening prophetically in the earth, maybe in America, understand that right in the middle of that, you know, God can be doing great things and is going to be doing great things. So just because bad things happen here, don't mean they'll necessarily happen with you or in your region or in your city, but they are going to happen. As a matter of fact, Brian Carnes, a prophetic man, speaks a prophetic word, a vision that the Lord had given him when he was on the Benny Hinn Show. I want you to hear this prophetic word. Brian Carnes talking about what he said that the Lord showed him what's going to be happening for the next 8 years and in 2016. Let's take a look.
Let me share with you some things that the Lord gave me, and I want you to hear me, because the Lord said this very strong. He said that what happened in California will become commonplace in America.
No doubt.
And an event worse than 9/11 is coming to America. The Lord said Islam has a definite problem. They will never shake this reputation of violence from themselves. Even innocent Muslims will endure hardship and persecution in the future and no longer see America the same. American Muslims are going to begin to gather to cities like Dearborn, Michigan, and form new communities that contain the populace of their presence, so as to guard the backlash from white patriotic America. The Lord says that a witch hunt will be found by the end of Obama's reign, for there shall be a surprising spectacle that will shock the souls of America and sear the spirits of those who embrace the work of presidential wisdom. A shaking is getting ready to come. The Lord says there's going to be a forced conclusion that's coming to the White House. People will lose trust in the voting process. They will deny and doubt America's political process to vote and acquire leadership. This next election will be manipulated. Even Trump will confront his fate and stir many to a position or place to riding. This will cause upheaval to come, because the political game was revealed in this upcoming season, for it shall be historic, says the Lord. Mm. And Hillary will be found at the end of the day, smiling with success as a new war begins. The saying goes, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And this will be Trump's greatest blunder, and his mockery will be his legacy, says the Lord. Mm. I want you to listen to me. The next 8 years in America will be worse than the last 8 years. But because of this season of darkness, many will come to God.
Thank you.
More than in previous seasons and years combined together.
Oh, I hope. My prayer is that this doesn't have to happen. But if this is what God is saying we need to prepare for, it kind of lines up with the best of times and the worst of times the Lord's been saying through quite a few people, and I've been hearing for quite some time. And it's like, is that how it's going to happen? You know, I want to encourage you to prepare now. You know, you can go to sign up for our newsletter, the VFN, the Torch, at VFNTV.com, and we'll automatically make available to you in the email. You can start listening to it right away. It'll come back to you in your email when you register for a talk that I had, talk about 90 days of preparation, how to prepare, be prepared, prudent preparation, what it's called. But you need to be prepared. I mean, God's word says a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. We've already given you some information to be able to help you out. It's called prudent preparation. Just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, sign up for the newsletter, The Torch, and immediately it'll come in your email and you can start listening right away. Well, so we're going to be talking more about this prophetic word, but I want to say, you know, right in Philadelphia, what he's talking about is coming to pass, because a police officer was sitting in his car, in his cruiser, and a man was walking up and began to shoot like he was going to try to assassinate this officer. By the grace of God, you know, he lived through this. I want you to see this, because this lines up exactly with Brian Carnes just talking about. Take a look.
Police in Philadelphia are investigating a tip that a man who attacked a police officer is connected to a radical group. Last week, Edward Archer approached a police car firing at least 13 shots and wounding an officer. Archer was captured by other officers about a block away. The Philadelphia Police Department says it received a tip that Archer had an affiliation to a group with radical beliefs. Investigators say Archer told them he was following Allah and pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group. And he believed the police department defends the laws that are contrary to his.
This is so important because this is the mindset. This is what Brian Carnes was talking about. This is what we've been talking about. This is what Rick Joyner was talking about. And we get back from this break, I'm going to be talking about how police officers in America are taking their own money and taking their own vacations to be able to train for urban warfare.
These are some tragic realities that are taking place. It's just not the movies.
No.
And it's things that we've been prophesying about that's is coming to pass. And the reason why we were hoping to prophesy about it was that people would turn and this wouldn't happen. But you're seeing these things just continue on. And one particular word that the Lord led me to give on, well, I think it was on VFN radio, was we are Josiah.
Mm.
And, you know, Josiah was king, and he decided when he got the word of God and he had it read to him that we've messed up. And when he turned around, he ripped his clothes. He repented personally. He repented publicly. And he was a king, so he could do anything. So he actually got rid of all the things that God didn't want in Israel. And God stopped the plans he had in store for Israel. And it was all the innocent bloodsheds why God was going to, you know, and you're looking at this, we've killed more people through abortion, you know, in America. And God, innocent blood demands a decision with God. And so this, you got to get this message, because in that prophecy the Lord gave me was that, you know, Jehoiakim, you had Josiah, and Josiah was the king. He had two sons, and one son was put in place when he died, when Josiah died, by Egypt. I mean, Egypt determined he was going to be the king, and they named him. They changed his name to Jehoiakim. So if you're wondering, when you're looking at other countries get involved in our leadership and what's happening, you can see where God will do whatever he wants to. I mean, it's not contingent upon the walls of your country. And they named him Jehoiakim, and Jehoiakim means God set man. And the word the Lord gave me for our current president is that he's God set man. I mean, these things that are happening that are ticking off, and there's like one after the other. But the interesting thing is, first international speech was given at Cairo University.
Yes.
You know, and that's where you hear, you just heard just on the program just a few moments ago, where he said, you know, we want to start a new thing, a new way, a new, you know, a new whatever, you know, in Cairo, kind of a new way of going, along with, at that time, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Actually, maybe she's a presidential candidate at that point. She says, you know, we need to change the fundamental religious beliefs in America.
Yes.
But the thing about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton is they both were trained by the same mentor. They had the same mentor, which is Saul Alinsky. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. Hillary Clinton was probably more close than Barack Obama before he was president. But she wrote a whole term paper, you know, on Saul Alinsky. And I got some copies of personal correspondence back and forth, you know, allegedly. And so this is something that reportedly they believe in that works. You know, the methods of community organizing, you know, using these tactics of Saul Alinsky to be able to organize the people to shift them, to move them, to nudge them to a place they need to be, to polarize, divide, and then bring back together again. And that's happening. And that prophetic word was, and you hear what Brian Carnes said, you know, and that word was that the Lord gave me to give was Jehoiakim would be, you know, Barack Obama as our president. God, there's no way a man could just do what's happening, man or woman. God allows things to happen. And so look what Jehoiakim did when he got in place: high taxation, great oppression, bad alliances with Egypt. That's what Jehoiakim did when he was in Israel. Well, after him, because things fell out with Jehoiakim that ended, then came his uncle, I believe it was, and his name, they named him Zedekiah.
Mm.
And Zedekiah means God is just. And I was hoping that we as the church, America, would just turn back to God under Zedekiah. Under Jehoiakim, God set man.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, people began to focus on, you know, Jehoiakim like he was the issue. not realizing we got Jehoiakim because of the innocent bloodshed.
Yeah. Interesting how that happens, and it's still happening today.
Well, then Zedekiah comes after that. If we don't turn, Zedekiah is God is just. That's when they went into Babylonian captivity. And at that time, you know, the Lord laid on my heart that, and this is way before any presidential things or things of that nature, I said, this is a two-part thing that, you know, that President Barack Obama was going to be the polarizing figure in the Alinsky model, and Hillary Clinton would come in and be a depolarizing and settling in a new place, fundamentally transforming. And with that, because they both were, they're like sisters and brothers. They were, you know, Revelation chapter 2 says, you know, that Jezebel has spiritual children because you're somebody's child when you follow their teaching. That's what that means. It's not necessarily just Jezebel. It could be anybody's teaching. And they follow Saul Alinsky's teachings, which means they're both followers of Saul Alinsky, amongst other things, but they're brothers and sisters. So you're looking at what, you know, Brian Carnes is talking about is, you know, 8 years of Jehoiakim and 8 years of Zedekiah, or 8 years of Barack Obama and 8 years of Hillary Clinton.
And that the future 8 years is worse
than the present. But understand this, that, you know, how often are you talking to people about God and the reality and the awesomeness and the gospel, and they're unresponsive? Well, they're going to be responsive. A great harvest is going to come in. It'll come in with these two things happening simultaneously. You know, if you want a garden, you're going to have to till the soil. I mean, it's what happens. You know, you can't just throw seeds on top of hard ground and expect them to do something. The seeds are good, but the soil wasn't prepared. It was hard. And so with that, you know, you're looking at, you know, if that is how it will happen, and, you know, the only Lord knows, but it lines up with what Rick Joyner was shown in his dream. And when he said that there would be some sort of, you know, hunt or something of that nature. I mean, they all of a sudden American citizens, and, you know, you have this on VFN Torch, but American citizens start realizing what's happening and they start responding to it. And it looks like some responded in the natural sense, and which would be the wrong sense in the physical sense. And others responded more in an integrity American citizen type, you know. But it was very interesting,
to say the least.
Not only that, but you look at the book that just came out, you know, from Joel, we'll be talking about his book, but it talks about the first hostage.
Rosenberg?
Yeah, Joel Rosenberg just came out with a book. We'll be talking about it. You can get it, you know, now. But it's called The First Hostage, and it's about the first thing that starts off is the president's been taken hostage by ISIS. And the Jordanian king is fighting for his life and his to be able to sustain. It's like, Joel, that's freaky. We're going to pray protection over our country and ask God for mercy. So we have officers now that are training, and the reports are they're spending their own money, taking their own leave to go train because it's going to be worse.
Officers are doing their own training?
Police officers, yeah. And, you know, where Brian Carnes is saying it's going to be worse than what happened at 9/11 and that it's going to be more of the same that happened at San Bernardino. And the officers were asking them to go into these places. I want you to take a look at this and think about this as your church. That you can call your local police department, sheriff's department, and say, we want to sponsor as many officers that would like to go to this training so they can be fully equipped. Take a look.
First. In the wake of continuing terror attacks around the world, it's clear international terrorists are evolving to use ever more spectacular and brutal tactics. Coordinated attacks on multiple locations can quickly bring entire cities to a standstill and represent a nightmare scenario for any law enforcement agency. Just outside Little Rock, Arkansas, law enforcement professionals from across the country come to this 700-acre facility to find better ways to respond to such attacks. The Direct Action Resource Center, known as DARCY, has been developing counterterrorism techniques for two decades and offers a special course several times each year for law enforcement. Former Green Beret Rich Mason is the founder.
DARCY was started in 1996. As a way for special operation type forces, law enforcement, and military to get kind of off campus, away from the flagpole, and to really focus cost-effective training. DARCY focuses mostly on things like urban warfare, counterterrorism, things along those lines. We have ranges for everything from sniper to pistol. You know, we do concealed carry, low visibility operations, explosive breaching, things like that.
The Law Enforcement Counterterrorism Course brings in cops from all different agencies and throws them together in a chaotic, hyper-realistic scenario from day one.
This course is designed to defeat a multi-cell attack, similar to Paris, but actually worse in scale.
One of the things that makes Darcy training so effective is that they have the cops bring their same equipment that they would take on their real calls. So the SWAT guys bring their same body armor, the same helmets, gas masks, and even weapons. And there's one important difference, though, and that's this little blue bolt that goes in their weapon while they're here. This is modified to only fire plastic bullets. The reason why that's important is because the OP4, or opposing forces here, are all live guys, and they're shooting back at you with these same plastic bullets. Now, this isn't paintball. These things really hurt. And the point is, when you get hit, you know it. That makes the training painful, but very realistic.
Yeah, this training is very important because it puts everything in a context for law enforcement. The aggressive nature of something like a lone wolf attack with multiple guys, a multi-cell attack, is different than day-to-day, I guess what they call routine law enforcement operations, even for tactical units.
It's mass chaos initially because you're going to get reports coming from a bunch of different directions about a bunch of different issues occurring.
Mike Cowan is a Memphis cop who has been to Darcy several times.
There are not enough tactical guys on one team to respond to a major event like what we saw in Paris. So we would have to integrate together. And so having the opportunity to train and learn these tactics and then be able to teach these tactics so that we can all be on the same sheet is why we're here.
This is a training you can't get anywhere else.
Lieutenant Chris Amling is a sheriff's deputy in Pulaski County, Arkansas.
When you have a guy that is actively trying to hurt you, and it's not for play, I mean, it's real life, you put a lot more into it, you take your time, your breathing goes up. I mean, everything, it feels real. It really does.
The scenarios keep changing and getting more chaotic throughout the course, and that's done on purpose to keep these guys guessing and make the value of the training even higher.
You know, you have everything from suicide vests to being shot at, you know, it's kind of a full spectrum of violence we're able to simulate for the law enforcement entities that come out here.
And cops are lining up for the training, many taking vacation time and spending their own money to be here because they understand what's at stake.
I mean, it happens here in the States, and we have to prepare for that and be ready for it, whether it's ISIS or whether it's homegrown terrorism. We've got to get this training, we've got to put it on our guys, and we've got to make this real-world experience happen right now.
With the next attack, likely a matter of when, not if, these men are spending lots of late nights at Darcy, making sure they'll be ready.
Knowledge is power, absolutely. The more you know, the more you've experienced, it definitely gives you an edge.
From Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm Chuck Holton for CBN.
We have to remember to keep our law enforcement officers in our prayers and let them know we're standing with them. And think about it. Your church, your organization, you can find out how much it takes to be able to send an officer to Darcy, D-O-R-C-I. I think it's D-O-R-C-I-1.com. I think their site is. But to find out how much it costs and just sponsor them. I mean, think about it. They're the ones you're going to call out to be able to help out at a situation or a mall or something that's going on. And we just need to really be training them. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, you know, I never heard of Brian Karn before. And but, you know, Benny was offering, you know, his ministry. I think they're connected. You know, he calls him his pastor. And kind of lines up with what Rick Joyner's been talking about.
It does.
What God's been showing Rick Joyner, what God's been showing us.
Yeah.
I mean, even Joel's book, Joel
Rosenberg.
Rosenberg's book is, they had these fiction, faction type books. You never know where you're in and out or what's going on.
Factional, call it something like that.
I haven't read it yet, but I got it. I'm going to read it and see what's in it. Didn't he used to serve in Israel as
an advisor? I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was.
Sure.
He was on BB.
He's highly intelligent, though. I mean, he knows a lot of stuff regarding the Middle East and all
those
different.
He's very smart.
Very smart.
I think it's the glasses.
It has to be. It has to be.
Small frame glasses.
It has to be.
So, you know, you see all this is coming together, and you need to, you're going to need to hear this word again, and you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and go to the programs, and you can watch these programs online, and you can share them with your friends.
Mm-hmm. But, and there's a convergence of these words. I mean, this word is not a standalone word because it's this.
We wouldn't even,
Yeah, this is not a standalone word. You listen to the concert of what God is saying through many of the people that God is using, and It's pretty accurate, comparative speaking, things God showed us, like you said, and other people, but you just kind of want to hear it all in concert and seek the Lord yourself so you can have, you know, fresh eyes and ears to hear what he's saying.
Well, one thing that Brian said when he was, we didn't have that part for you, but we'll have the whole thing for you on the VFN Torch, was that, you know, what his words are, when I have a dream, I can't tell you, maybe it's 50% right. It's what he says about himself. He says, but when I have a vision, Lord gives me a vision, it's always been 100% accurate, the visions that he's been given by the Lord. And he talks about something that he said, you know, what we saw in France will be happening in America in Thanksgiving. Mm. Of course, a few days later, we saw San Bernardino take place. And it's interesting, San Bernardino was, you know, two radical...
husband and wife team.
Yeah, I mean, just radical jihadists, ISIS, loyal to ISIS. Mm-hmm. Crazies wanting to just go kill as many people as they can. People they work with for about 5 years. And when you think about that, I mean, no matter what you think on the inside, I think about this particular commentator that's on Fox News now. He used to be on public radio.
Mm.
But he spoke his mind. What he said.
Juan Williams?
Yeah, Juan Williams. And he's not saying what he said then, but this is what he said when he was on public radio. He says, well, I got on the plane and I got, who wouldn't be nervous if this radical jihadism type thing is going on? This is not the exact words he used. The public radio said that, you know, you can't say that. That's wrong. And that's when he came over.
Yeah.
He came over to Fox News. But he was just being honest. You don't know. I mean, everybody at some point, whoever, you just don't know. I mean, you go into, I mean, if you've been in the city, you're very confident.
Hello.
Yeah. The people that ride the train, no matter what they say, they don't talk to each other.
That's right.
You know, some in suits, some in jeans, some in shorts. I mean, everybody is kind of protective and that kind of thing. Some of them were just talking to themselves for security. Now they have iPhones or phones, so it doesn't look like as crazy as it used to be when I was there, like in the 80s. They actually still did that without cell phones.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So today they just act like they're talking on the phone. So, you know, this stuff is happening, and it's just a convergence, like John is saying. I mean, I would take it very seriously, and I would prepare. And we didn't show you, you know, Benny Hinn's just like almost out, you know, it's just like, okay. You know, he grew up in Israel or an environment where he's constantly being threatened, and his life was being threatened. His mother said, "You won't even, your son won't even come home today because they were Jewish, right?
I'm not sure if Benny's Jewish.
It's Lebanese. Christian.
Lebanese,
I'm sorry,
I think.
Christian.
Yeah.
He was Christian in Lebanon, I believe. But anyway, he's Christian. That's the reason why he was being threatened. And they didn't call them Christians. They threatened them and called them the people Nazarenes.
Mm.
That's what they used to call them, as the Nazarenes back then.
Mm.
And so it's nothing new, but the whole thing, that was a few back then. And on this program, they're talking about the full program, 300,000. They just came out and said 300,000 radical jihadists, radical Islam in the world.
Wow.
300,000, that's as much as, you know, it's the population of America. That's significant. No,
300 million.
300 million, I'm sorry. 300 million. 300 million radical jihadists is what they were talking about on that program. And it kind of lines up with some other things, you know, numbers.
Still about 10%. A lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's the population of America. And what's happened over a period of time, intentionally, they've been just kind of trickled in over our border. Everybody that comes across our border is not radical jihadists or even part of ISIS or even part of Islam. But it's Kamal Saleem said the Border Patrol told him that, you know,
over 400,000 radical jihadists or Islamists were across the borders.
Yeah.
But we know this from Jason Chaffetz, who's a senator from Utah. He actually spoke with Homeland Security Jay Johnson and interviewed him and said, you know, even in 9/11, on the anniversary of 9/11, I believe 2015, he asked him, you know, were you aware that two people that had known terrorist ties were apprehended at the borders? And he at first said he didn't know, and then later revealed, oh, yeah, kind of knew something about that. But the senator who has this information said they know at least of 300,000 people that have been let through.
Well, we have Kamal Saleem's spot. You got to hear what Kamal said. But if you think about when the Border Patrol told Kamal Saleem this with Kuhn Ministries, that puts it about 5 years back when this Farouk was at that job, and he was sitting there as a potential sleeper cell that would kind of come out. As a matter of fact, listen to Kamal Saleem, what he says right here when he's at a Morningstar conference.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America specifically.
That is exactly what they've been, it's all kind of passing. Mm-hmm. They come across the border, they check in, they give them a little notice to come back, and they just disappear. That's been happening again and again and again. And what happened with Farouk, that was just legitimately out there, and they were posting on their Facebook and social media that she was, the reports are that, you know, she was loyal to ISIS, and
reports are that the government doesn't have enough personnel to actually.
Well, there was a written policy that says you cannot check someone's social media for deciding whether they can.
Well, that them. Yeah, but I'm talking about trailing them where they can follow them. No, there's not enough.
Yeah, reports are they're going to bring in more FBI agents, but they're bringing more FBI agents for what was the purpose?
For to surveil them, to watch them, you know, 24 hours.
I heard it was actually for something a little bit different other than that. That'd be great. We need more FBI agents to be able to do that. Well, look at all this. Well, first of all, remember this. Our next program, we're going to be talking about some positive words that have come out for those that are with the Lord. I mean, God takes care of those that are his. But also, Franklin Graham is traveling America with Decision America. And we'll be talking about that after the break because, listen, God sees it. He's just looking for us to stand up and say, God, we've sinned. You know, we've sinned against you. We've sinned against others. God, forgive us and turn our life back to him. And God will change things. He can change it in an instant. God is real. Jesus is king. He's watching and observing what we're doing, how we're responding, where our heart is at. And, you know, there's people that you can repent. You can ask for forgiveness. You can make things right. And they'll never forgive you. Nothing you can do. Mm. But we serve a God that all he asks us to do is to acknowledge where we've sinned, acknowledge as sin, ask him to forgive us for it, and then stop doing that sin. And then we have to depend on him to empower us to no longer do it. And but he's able to do that when we abide with him. It's amazing, you know, what God empowers us to be able to do. He's wanting us to lean on him, to be dependent on him. And that is the answer for America. There's no political answer. I mean, look what, you know, Brian Carnes was talking about in the beginning of the program. That makes sense. I mean, look at the illogical world of what's happening in politics. But prior to the presidential runnings, I mean, look what's happening. Mm. It's just wild, you know. And you wonder what it looked like when Gideon was told by the Lord, you know, here's 300 folks, send them all, send the other ones away, and I want you to stand and shout, blow your horns, pull the sword. And all of a sudden, people just, the enemy turned in on themselves. I mean, he didn't have to much do nothing. They just turned in, they started destroying themselves. And that's what's been happening in America. You're watching people do things that are so illogical that it's self-destruction. I believe God's going to intervene, but there's going to be a lot of damage, you know, by the time we get to the humble place to do it. And God was actually shifting a nation during that time with Gideon. He was shifting a nation. Well, Franklin Graham has right now, it's called Decision America Tour. And he's coming to all 50 states, the capitals, and he's asking us to gather there and begin to pray. And not just this is we're good at praying for other folks to repent and telling other people to change. But he's talking about us personally to go home and make changes in our home and our heart and our lives. And that's what will change God's heart when we change our heart. Watch this. This is Franklin Graham with Decision Tour 2016. This is an America tour.
Our country is in trouble. Many people look to capitals like this, whether it's Washington, whether it's state level, they are looking for answers to the problems that they have in life. But I can tell you right now, without God, there's no hope. I'm traveling to all 50 states to hold prayer rallies, calling our nation to God. We're calling it the Decision America Tour. We're asking Christians to pray, to vote for candidates that stand for biblical values and engage in your community. I'll challenge Christians to live out their faith at home, in public, and at the ballot box. I believe this next election may be the most important election maybe in the history of our nation, and we can have an impact on this. We're not supporting any candidates, we're not supporting any party, but we want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I want people to come to Capitol steps like this where we're going to pray. And I'm going to preach a gospel message, and I'm going to encourage Christians to stand up and let their voice be heard. So please, get involved in the Decision America Tour. Go to DecisionAmericaTour.com for dates and rallies.
They have, listen, you know, we can either sit back and watch this happen, or we can let God watch us responding like Franklin Graham was talking about. You can go to DecisionAmericaTour.com, and they have all the stuff for your bulleted inserts for your churches. They have posters and stuff you can download and videos you can show at your announcement time. The truth is that, you know, this, we are Josiah. We, in America, you know, it's a government by the people and for the people. That means the way that somebody would be upset with a king for making wrong decisions, because they're the king, they're the ones in charge. In America, the people are in charge. It's a government by the people and for the people. A lot of people quote that quite often. But that means God holds us personally accountable for the direction of this nation.
That's right.
If we don't vote, you know, and it's amazing the number of Christians that are not registered to vote.
It's a huge percentage. They said that we, you know, the Christians, if they voted, they could basically determine the election.
You will. You definitely do that. And it's not, it's, if your country's taken over by some evil tyrant, for example, and somebody raids in and your borders and you fight them, and you keep your freedom as a country and you push the enemy back, that's not a sin. That's called defense. The police officer shows up to get the robber out your house. That's not a sin. That's called defense. Well, because of this unique experiment and blessing called America, we fight that battle at the polls. It's not a bloodshed. We go in there and we pull the lever for someone. We pray about it. We abide. We ask God, you know, we educate ourselves on who's running or any kind of office, and then we go vote. This is something that you can do between now, and this is what Franklin is pushing for: personal repentance, repentance inside the church, getting us back on focus again, and registering every single Christian in America to vote and to get out the vote and to go to the polls. And I mean, if it is like Brian Carnes says, that it's going to be, you know, messed with the election, it doesn't matter how it comes out in the long run. We're not doing it because we want an outcome. We do want an outcome. It's not the only reason why. So we're doing it because it's right.
Yeah. Duty.
We stand
we
before the judgment seat of Christ, that we can say, Lord, we did pull the lever. We did register to vote. We did educate ourselves on who was running. And I didn't vote for this person who was against. I was for killing children.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't vote for this, you know.
It reminds me of a story I read about John Quincy Adams, one of our presidents. That after he finished his presidency, he went back into Congress, and Greg, he presented so many bills to abolish slavery, and they were all defeated, every last one of them. Somebody asked him after he served, he says, oh, weren't you discouraged? I mean, all the time you put in all these bills, and they still rejected it? He said, absolutely not. It was my duty.
Yes.
My duty to do that.
And that's how, I mean, God's going to hold us accountable for our own personal decisions. It's not collective salvation. It's not collectivism.
Yeah.
It's been taught by some folks. It's actually, you know, do right and you'll be blessed.
That's right.
Do wrong without repentance and we'll suffer because of that. Well, our next program, you gotta catch it, because we're going to be talking three awesome prophetic words that are be for 2016 about the church. I got to say, in one more time, Perry Stone with Manifest Ministries, John Kilpatrick with John Kilpatrick Ministries and Church of His Presence, and Glory of Zion, Chuck Pierce's ministry out of Corinth. These words are just so encouraging, you know, because, I mean, if you go to war, it's a tough thing, but you want your soldiers to be encouraged that are in that war, because they got to fight it. You know, if you have some crime taking place in your community, your police officers and sheriff's deputies are going to have to fight it. You want them to be encouraged and feel strong while they're
doing it.
Well, the church is going to be in this, and God has given some pretty awesome, encouraging words. Every one of them speak specifically about some of the things we've been talking about, and the Carnes kind of prophetic words and visions and Rick Joyner, but in the midst of all that, the church is being blessed and a great harvest is coming in. So you needed to hear this. You needed to hear today's program. You needed to see what was going on. And you're going to need to listen to this again because this is such an important thing. You can hear it on VFN Radio at VFNTV.com. You can get our app. You can download our app. It's a VFNTV app. You can search in your app store. Go to VFNTV.com to get it. You know, or you can go to VFNTV.com and just watch the program again. I mean, let it just kind of connect the dots and see how these things prophetically are connecting. But our next program is going to really encourage you. You want to see these two together. So tomorrow, make sure you join us for our next program. And some of the things that we're going to be talking about is, you know, there are things coming against the church. There are things. And, you know, how these columns of angels basically are just pressing against the enemy and pushing and pushing. And God's going to keep sending these columns until it's done with, which means you're in a battle during that time. You know, some others is, you know, Jezebel's going to be dealt with finally once and for all.
Yes.
And one more time, how God's going to begin to have pockets of revival all throughout of America. Mm. So it's so exciting. So you're going to have people leaving cities. You know, if you're in the city watching us right now and listening to us, you need to listen to this next program because these things are going to happen. You don't want to be in the midst of this fire. You want to, man's fire. You want to be in the midst of the fire of God, the glory of God. And it's exciting, you know, catch our next program. This all lines up what we've been saying prophetically. It's sad, yeah, but it's going to bring people to a place of repentance. Isn't it worth, this is what Jesus says. It's better to gouge out an eye, cut off a hand or cut off a leg and make it to heaven than to go to hell with all your body parts. That's what Jesus said. So this is, you know, difficulty and terrible times. If that brings people to God and into heaven and the forgiveness of sins, it's worth that. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you so much for our audience. I thank you, Lord, for those that are listening and saying what you're saying, God. And I thank you for being able to prepare us. And those that you tell us about being positive in the midst of difficult times, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would end this plans of the enemy and just loose the plans of God over this whole nation and bring this nation back to you, Lord God. And we pray for the church, God, as Franklin Graham is going out to each of these state capitals, Lord God, that we as the church would stand up as together before you, Lord God, and walk out that repentance and what it looks for, God, looks like, God. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, for your blessing. And we ask you, Lord, that you would send revival, send a third great awakening, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.